The new screwworm threat is moving even closer to the U.S. border. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. Over the weekend, we heard about a screwworm case that is now 70 miles south of the U.S. and Mexico border. Colin Woodall is the CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
So this is an additional case of New World screwworm discovered in the Mexican state of Nuevo León, about 70 miles south of the Texas border. And so it's very clear that the New World screwworm continues its march north and once again reinforces the concern that we have in being able to protect our members and our cattle from this pest.
While visiting with Colin during my five-state farm report, he mentioned to me that they are very supportive of the USDA.
Well, we've been very supportive of what the federal government has done thus far, and we've been very appreciative of the leadership of Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins in her announcement of the construction of both a domestic screwworm sterile fly production facility and distribution facility in South Texas. I think the message is very clear, though. We have got to make sure that construction on both of those projects is being expedited just as quickly as possible.
And he pointed out we need to move very quickly when it comes to this threat.
Because time is just no longer on our side, and we're going to need the ability to have more control over the distribution of the sterile flies here in the United States and to be able to produce our own. I think it also just reinforces the need to ensure that new technologies and the money that the Secretary committed to that are being put to the test just as quickly as possible.
With your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Weinberg.